Mama June is now down to a size 4. How she did that, I do not know, because I thought it was impossible. Remy Ma versus, what's her name again? Nicki Minaj. And then we going to, what's our last one we're talking about? Simone Biles. What else are we talking about?
And that white girl who found out that she 1% African.
Oh, wait. Yeah, Demi Lovato. Congratulations. She discovered her blackness. Happy Black History Month. Insert sarcasm.
You are tuned into Black Hollywood Live. Reality check.
Are you dumb? You a pink diamond chicken wing chain. Are you dumb? You had a leopard beehive on your head. Are you dumb? Are you forgetting that?
I mean, did Remy Ma come for Nicki or no? I really think that Remy Ma came for Nicki, drug her by her extensions across the floor, shook her out a little bit, and then placed her back in her Barbie cage.
I mean, so the tea is, I mean, this has been going on for a minute since Remy's been out.
Since she's been out.
That apparently she has been like talking about Nicki Minaj. Wait, we didn't even say who we are, what we are.
Oh, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Black Hollywood Live's Reality Check. See, I was gone last week.
I was just so into this whole I've been in this fucking world of Nicki Minaj, Remy Ma all night.
And then to think that I just let go of the celebrity pettiness, and then this happens, and I'm like, got my tea and popcorn ready.
Oh, the memes were like epic.
Everyone, follow me, Ashley Gray TV, everywhere. Where can everyone find you?
Now, you know, you can hit me up over there at DJ Jesse J. I actually posted a really funny one. It was the first 48 hours.
Hashtag VHR reality check. So tell us, when did this beef start? You're saying that
it's kind of been happening. Like, Remy would do, like, interviews where the things she was saying, it's kind of like, you know what I mean? Like, if you and me are friends, and I'm like, I just can't stand bitches that drink McCafes, but not you, girl. Like,
I mean, do you think that, like, she's doing it for publicity, or you think that she's doing it because she really honestly feels that she's a better lyricist than Nicki, and I mean, it's time for the reals to get back on top? Not saying that I'm dissing Nicki. I just listened to the track, and I said, okay, winner, loser, I'm going to go with Remy on this one.
I mean, lyrically, yeah, Remy fucking murdered it. It was a dope diss track. But at the end of the day, so here's what happened. So Remy did this interview recently where she was basically talking about Nicki Minaj but saying she wasn't talking about Nicki Minaj and that she has no problem with Nicki.
My kind of petty.
Yeah, and she's like, I have no problem with Nicki, and if I had a problem, I would say her name, yada, yada, yada. So then Nicki dropped this track with Jason Derulo called Swalla, and then one with Gucci called Make Love, where she basically outs Remy. Mm-hmm. And so Remy was like, within 48 hours, dropped this diss track, which was 6 minutes and 54 seconds long. Straight just facts. I mean, to be quite honest, ooh, like, I felt like I was watching, like, I felt like I was listening to the Lifetime biopic of Nicki Minaj, to be quite honest. Like, I don't know. Here's my thing. Okay, clearly Safari's over here spilling some tea. Everyone's like, Nicki has to respond. Nicki has to respond. I feel like Nicki will respond, but Nicki's going to respond in, like, a Kardashian way, because the reality of the case is Nicki Minaj sells records. Remy, like, I think that this is, like, a 50 Cent thing where it's like, okay, I'm going to pick at Nicki, but, like, people ain't going to play that song in the club.
But the thing is, that doesn't make you a better lyricist depending on how many sales you have.
But Nicki's not saying I was the better lyricist. She said,
so she's like,
I'm the
queen
of rap.
Artist.
She said, I'm the queen of rap.
Can you honestly say that you're the queen of rap just based on sales or your lyrics?
Based off, I mean, honestly, but you got these people chanting it.
Who's chanting it, though? You have these really, I mean, like, look at her following.
Yeah, but I mean, she sells millions of albums. Remy sells a couple hundred, maybe. Like, no shade, but no one checking for that.
But
like,
you also
dope.
Got people like Danielle Bregoli, the Cash Me Outside girl.
Look, I ain't saying none of this is right.
I'm just saying that you, who are you, who's your following? Like, I totally get that you can make a quick,
and I'm sorry, I personally enjoy Nicki Minaj's music. I think it's
I do too.
I love the pink print. I mean, even to go back to the older stuff, like when she was like freestyling Itty Bitty Piggy, like all that stuff, like, I fuck with Nicki Minaj. So this is random to me. I think it's dope because it's entertaining, and I want to hear I want Nicki to come back. Because,
please do.
Yes, like, give me a Roman's revenge. Like, just murder her and be like, hi, now everyone's going to sing my song in the clubs. talking shit about you, and everyone's gonna remember your 7-minute track. Don't worry, girl. We'll
but Remy
that.
Ma is very, she's an old school type of rapper, though. Like, she's like with, I think, Lil Kim, Da Brat.
Now, if Remy and Lil Kim come together and did
Da Brat, honey.
Da Brat. Mm-hmm. But I mean, and not against is, Nicki.
Why
I
not?
Love Da Brat. Because what Da Brat got against Nicki?
Nothing.
Minaj?
You don't have to have anything. You mean
well,
what?
I think it's going
to
get bigger it. Because, so Nicki brought Beyonce into it, right? Because she posted.
Keep
this
her thing. Out. She got all these kids inside her. We don't have time.
But I mean, I didn't think it was that shady. But then Foxy Brown's now involved. And so I think that it could be really dope if Nicki Minaj, Foxy Brown.
Yeah.
And then Remy and Lil Kim did some shit like. I'm here for it. I know that's like a fantasy world for me, but I'm here for it.
Well, let's talk about Mama June. She is now a size 4. I'm barely a size 4, Mama June. How the heck did this happen?
Here's my thing, though. When big girls like that lose weight, like, they never lose it in the head.
So she's like a bobblehead, mm-hmm. like Missy Elliott. Mm-hmm. I mean, from the picture that I saw, from the head just to like the top of the chest, she looks good. And she actually got like surgery to remove, to slim her down and to remove the excess fat that she has had. Yeah, so her oldest daughter, Punkin, she told ET that she had gastric sleeve back in May of 2015. So that's been a while. And she slowly started to lose the weight, so over time. And the reason she got the gastric sleeve was because she hit a plateau. So she was trying and trying and trying and trying to lose the weight through exercise and eating healthy and eating clean. And it just was not happening for her. So then she decided to do the plastic surgery. More power to you. If you want to, if that's how you want to do things, then do it that way.
I'm like, was she really eating healthy? Because like this bitch, I remember watching her on that show and she was using ketchup for
but this was
sauce.
Like this was during the show though. I think that things got a little bit more serious after. I don't know, this all could have been like a ploy to get her this reality show and it worked. So I mean, she's 37 years old, she's down to a size 4, and hey, she might snag her a nice little snack.
VH1 better pick it up. Who want to love Mama June?
Well, she has her reality show that premiered last week from
it's
Not
a love
to
one?
Hot.
Oh.
Yeah, from, and it's just like showing like her journey and whatever, whatever. But yeah, whatever.
Let's get some guys, let's get VH1 involved, some Love and Hip Hop producers, and get a show going from that.
Yeah, speaking of a show like that, have you been watching Khloé's Revenge Body?
Mm-mm.
Me either. Next!
But I did catch the Love and Hip Hop reunion, which I haven't watched all season. I've heard like little facts here and there, but then Courtney hit me up and was like, y'all.
Literally, it's just fighting
24/7. Like, I'm like embarrassed to be a black woman after watching this.
I'm not, because so, I ain't that kind of black woman.
Okay.
Hello?
So I
you better stop that, Demi.
Okay.
Quit, Demi. Quit, girl. We're going to get to that later, but with your 1%. Ciao!
All right, so on the Love and Hip Hop reunion, like, here's where it was more embarrassing for me. Like, other than all the women fighting each other. Why are the men fighting over who is the leader of the creep squad? Like, this is a legit conversation. And, like, Cisco, I'm just looking at you like, you're just sitting over
did
here.
Did you just say Cisco?
His name is Cisco. And I ain't talking.
I thought you were talking about the thong. Because, you know, he just got mad because someone was pretending to be him. Cisco, stop.
He, like, wants to press chart. Like, stop. You're mad because someone else got a come up and you didn't?
Right? At a bar mitzvah. I'm like, first of all, what that little girl know about the thong song?
And she shouldn't. Now, maybe sorry. Incomplete. We could talk about that
my,
one.
Oh, that was my jam. You know what song? I'm sorry, this is off topic. What song came on my Pandora and I was like, yes, bitch. Jay Holiday Bed.
Oh.
What happened to Jay Holiday?
I heard not too many good things.
Really?
Yeah, I heard he's like.
Did he get jumped like Sean Kingston?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
So they're fighting about the creep squad, and so Cisco, who looks like the despicable me guy, legit looks like that. He's like on the couch, and I'm just like, he's legit mad. He's like, yo, Rich, so you telling me? So who came up with the creep squad, though? Y'all was making t-shirts? Y'all was making t-shirts and didn't involve me? I created the Creep Squad.
Oh my God.
Peter Guns is stepping up, like, nah, I came up with the name for the Creep Squad. Rich is like, all right, guys, all right, who? Going yelling to the audience, like, who's the creep? Who led the Creep Squad? They're like, Rich, that's right. Who led the Creep Squad? I'm like, this is real TV. This is really happening right now.
Yeah.
These are like 50 year old men.
60.
You know what I mean? Just out here slanging dick in their black socks. Just slipping all over them.
And it's like, all old. Now, don't nobody want that shriveled up sausage?
Honey, so I was on Twitter. Hold up. This is a whole nother thing. I was on Twitter, and Angela Lee Yee, whatever her name is from The Breakfast Club, bitch, she tweeted out, oh, now I understand why Omarion in Helicopter is trending. Bitch. Omarion got a sex tape released on him, and this man is holding his penis and whipping around like a motherfucking North Carolina.
Going away the
head. Where are your hands? Like a helicopter.
He's little.
Who's little?
Short.
Oh, well. And
packing, huh?
Packing.
Happy Black History Month.
Honey.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I could redo my video for BHL. I'm like, Black History Month has really inspired me.
Omarion specifically, his package, what he has to offer.
You know,
he doesn't lie say, like the game or Photoshop it like the game.
Oh.
Did he?
No. There ain't no Photoshop unless you video editing some shit. Like, I'm like,
hey, it's 2017. Who knows what you can do?
Okay, looking like Air Force One propeller. Like, okay. Tail spins.
The love in hip hop is a mess per usual.
I can't with them at all. Like, in any way, shape, or form. But I will say, Remy talked about the miscarriage, and I'm like, ugh. Everyone keeps thinking Nicki gonna come up with that.
No, I don't think she's gonna touch anything like that. That's not classy.
I don't even think Nicki's gonna even like bring up her name. Like, I don't think she'll like shade her, but she's not gonna give her shine. But I just love Papoose so much. Like, I just love him. He's like, every man should just aspire to be like that. Or how he acts on TV, because I don't know him in his real life. But he's like, you know, we're reaching out for a doctor. you know, so if there's anyone watching the show, right? I'm like, yeah, because I'm so sure this is a fucking neurosurgeon. Like, this is, I guess it wouldn't be a brain surgeon, but watching the show. But you never know. Hey?
You never know.
Someone might have a dad, but, you know, wishing them many blessings and all that. But I do want to tell you this one ratchet story as I was looking through other reality TV stuff. So, the headline reads, girl loses her leg in a fight. I'm like, oh, God. Let me just scroll and click on this one. And it reminded me of that stripper story that we did. Okay, so the girl's name is Kashina Mordica, and the other girl's name is Ashley Weatherspoon.
Of course.
So, they find out that they are both have been dating the same man, Marco Mack, for, like, on and off for, like, seven years. This is in Miami, Florida, of course. And Kashina...
Of course. Why? Of course.
I've just come to realize people from Miami are crazy. Like, a different level. Like, well, andale, like...
Corinne from The Bachelor right now is from Miami, and everyone thinks that she's crazy. I don't. I love Corinne.
Oh, bitch, because you crazy.
Corinne's like... my best friend in my head. Okay, but anyways.
So, Kashina wasn't having it with Ashley, so Kashina got in her car and drove over this bitch's leg and took her leg off and just kept driving and, like, ran away.
That is
so
awful.
So, they finally caught her, and she's being charged, tried with second-degree murder and leaving the scene of an incident.
Over a guy? That is so unfortunate.
So it's just love and hip-hop. I mean, y'all missing some good storylines down in Miami.
What next, Mona?
Hit up Kashina Modica.
Right. Have them as a guest star, and then they're just going to take over.
Okay.
What's going on
with this Danielle girl?
No, not Danielle. Wait, who is Danielle?
Catch me outside.
No, we're going to talk about The Bachelor, because you know that's my jam.
Oh, yeah, because...
So, I wasn't here last week, but congratulations to Rachel Lindsay. She's going to be the first Black Bachelorette, which is really sad for me to have to say that in 2017. The first Black Bachelorette, as if we're not desired. Woo! Anywho, so her dad is a judge. She's a lawyer. She has an amazing personality. So I'm going to be really interested to see the fellas that they bring to the table. Someone did ask me, Ashley, would you be mad if there were more, like, of one race than the other? Because you know,
Ashley,
like,
what if it's more Black guys? She'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Now, First of all,
Ashley be like, I've been watching this show for too long.
But that's the thing. That's the thing. When it's like a white girl, it's all these white dudes and like a sprinkle of black.
Yep.
And even when it's a white guy, there's all of these white girls.
It's gonna be a lot of Hispanic guys. A lot of multi.
It's gonna be a whole bunch. Of, it's gonna be real multi.
Like, you're gonna be like, are they Italian, Spanish?
And I'm like, well, how are the black guys gonna present themselves? Are we gonna have like professionals, or are we gonna have like Tyrone from down the street who just got out of jail? Like, I'm just trying to get my life together.
Like, it can't look like I love New York.
It won't, because I don't think that it will. But I'm just really excited to see what, because she's a very she's intelligent, she's very sweet, but she's never dated a white guy before. Have she's only dated black guys.
Have they ever said, oh, that's interesting, have they ever said like that's how they cast people for this? Like, do they ask her questions, like, and then they pick based off of that? Or is it like they literally just do a cattle call and they're like, yep, these are the guys you're gonna pick from? Like, how does that?
I really don't know, because the only, I've never like auditioned. Like, yeah, I'm like, I've never auditioned. Like, I'm like, I totally would go. I would go on The Bachelorette. I mean, wait, The Bachelor.
You wouldn't want to be the Bachelorette? Like, oh, the main girl with all these guys?
No, I would just want to go and be petty real cute a little bit and then leave.
Honestly, I think so too. Because if I was the actual Bachelor, I think I would be just so beyond petty. Like, I wouldn't believe nobody. I'd be like, where'd you get casted from? Like,
and then you have the situation with, like, Nick, who is the current Bachelor. And then
Nick
Corinne.
Nick is everything.
He's not.
Honey.
I'm
but first
so
of all, can
done
you please
with
die
Nick?
With the last episode where they were in the water and like in the swamp? And I'm just like,
wait, what swamp? That was like two episodes ago.
Was that two episodes ago?
Yes, when they were in
God,
New Orleans.
Watch on Hulu. So
I'm like, you know, because I'm caught up, because I be wait every Monday.
That swamp episode, I died when this bitch was laid up in it. And like, they're like, I'm like, you know the.
Oh, wait, no, it was a hometown visit that was last week.
Yeah.
That was cute, because you know she's a witch.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Okay, the whole thing was fucking creepy, like something out of Smallville. First of all, the bitch is up. She's like, let's climb the rice tower. And then all of a sudden, the
but
cops
she lives
come.
In this, no, like, little town. That's all that they have to do.
And we didn't need the setup of your brother coming, like, we're being arrested. Like, Nick just looks so freakish. Like, the whole thing was
but
weird.
But you know
and
that then, that was so staged, though. They did that three times.
Of
that
course.
Was three takes.
But then he has to go meet her family. And before they even start anything, they're like, I'm cancer-free! And Nick, like,
Yeah, like, what the? She starts crying.
Oh,
but
my God, it was so much.
I don't know how her lashes stayed on. I need to go to her lash person. Because I'm like, bitch, you've been crying for, like, the past hour.
But,
and
bitch, that swamp scene, like, when the slow motion, the music, like, and then just her laid in the swamp water. I'm like, girl, what kind of, like, hermit crabs or something?
It was
like,
romantic.
Girl. Bye. This is why, look at her. This is why she won't be on the goddamn Bachelor.
Because that's where she comes from. Like, she's so used to, like, doing that, those kind of, like, activities. So, it was cute. I hope he picks the teacher, though.
Wait, so you said that you, this Rachel Lindsay?
Yeah. Name,
you said you wanted it to be the other black girl? Was that you I was talking
no.
about this?
No. Mm-mm. Okay. That wasn't me.
Or were you, okay, I thought it was. Because there were two on The Bachelor this season, right?
There was one, two.
Like that
I think that
made
there
it
were
far,
three.
But two
no, two that made it far, but then there was a Latino woman, too,
okay.
who kind of made it far. Anyway, Nick is not everything. I'm so over him. I cannot wait for him not to be on the show anymore.
But that's what it was. The swamp thing, why I liked it, is because Nick had taken his shirt off and you could just see
he
the arch in his
nice
back.
He does have a nice body.
That arch
he
in
does.
His back. I was like, oh, you look like Prince Eric from Little
but
Mermaid.
But then you look up at his face and it's like, oh, cool.
I mean, he has a basic guy face. Like, it's like a dog
so
face. Like, it's
he
like,
looks
oh.
like a freaking pumpkin spice latte. Basic.
In a Gap sweater.
I can't. Anyway, so moving right along,
moving
Oprah.
Right away, no, bitch. Moving right along to motherfucking different ethnicities. Demi motherfucking Lovato. This bitch done tweeted out that she did one. Which, I want to actually do this. The one of those, like, DNA tests.
It irritates me. Because you have, like, okay, I'll let you say that. And then I will share with you a story about what I just recently saw that irritated me. Because I'm like, you're black. You look like a Negro. Stop trying to be everything other than black. Black women. You do not need to be mixed with anything to be considered beautiful. And I feel like with all of these freaking DNA tests, they're like, oh, I'm 25% German, and I'm 25% this, and I'm 25%, and then I'm 25% African American. Okay, you're black. You look black. Right, you're black.
That's not why a lot, I mean, maybe some people argue.
Honey, I'm mixed with a whole bunch of stuff too, but at the end of the day, I'm a Negro. I would have got lynched just like everybody else back in the Dizzy. Hello? I wouldn't have been no house Negro. I would have been out picking cotton. I'm just saying.
Take a sip of that McCafe, girl.
Come on, Demi. Tell us what Demi done said. Because that 1% of black that she claims she has was probably up in her the other day. She done had sex with some brother. And now all of a sudden she 1% black. Quit it. Now she going to want to call her Dominique. Call me Dominique.
Dominique Lovato. All of a sudden, she starts rap battling Remy and Nicki.
All of a sudden, she's about to be in the rap battle with Nicki Minaj. Like, stop. I'm so... And during Black History Month, you tried it.
Wait, no. She really tried it. She really
Black History
tried.
Month, the but last wait, couple of days, you're going to give us this text, bull crap.
Listen to how the text read. I found out that I'm mainly Spanish, some part Native American, Scandinavian. Who thought? Who knew? And 1% African. Yes!
That is not okay. I'm not necessarily offended, but that little yes at the end, I think, got me. It just really, okay, cool. Awesome. I can't with this.
Okay, but why I do want to do one of those things is because I was talking to somebody.
Jesse's going to be like, I am next week. Because I'm like, I'm 20% African American, guys.
Next week. Actually, no, I believe... see, the reason I want to do it is because people tell me I should take it because I believe 100% Greek. I can go back mad people in my family and they all from Greece unless someone out here lying. Someone crossed that Turkish border line.
Yes. All up in that. We'll have some of that day.
Or some Saudi Arabian, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
But... I want to do it because they were saying that, like, you can figure it out, and then it helps with, like, health things. So, like,
that's kinda true, yeah.
So, I do think it's interesting to know, you know what I mean? And then I think also for half these people run around saying that they're Native American, I think it's great for you to see if you actually are or not.
I think that they need to lower the price on them tests.
Bitch, and then maybe like, $150. See who the fuck I am. I'm cool.
Please, maybe $19.99. I'll pay for the shipping and handling. Extra $5.
You know, $19.99 in a month for 3 months. I'll do that. You know?
Do you got a payment plan? Is there a layaway?
Like an ad seen on TV.
I'm gonna wait till they get it, like go in stores like Walgreens or something.
Bitch, I ain't buying my DNA test from Walgreens.
I will.
They go to the right next to Redbox, like, hold on, babe.
Hold on one sec.
Prick your finger. Psst.
That would be kind of awesome.
No, I wouldn't trust none of that.
You're right. What about Oprah and her kids?
Girl, what? Well, Oprah came out to say that she ain't having no kids.
But and she did, though, oh. I thought.
She had a miscarriage, right?
No, I think she had this one. It's a rumor, but I totally rumor jumped on that bandwagon because it was good.
Bitch, you out here talking about she has one.
She does. And just like Janet Jackson, it's rumored that she had one a long time ago. But I don't necessarily believe that one because, I don't know, I just don't want to. It's not as fun and exciting as the Oprah one.
Yeah, maybe Stedman is Oprah's kid. No, so basically... Basically, Oprah came out in an interview to say that she doesn't have patience for a child. She has patience for a puppy, but not a child. And that's why she doesn't have kids.
Well, I think it's too late.
I'm like, well, yeah, girl, like, let's keep it real.
But then again, Jennifer, what's her name from Friends? Jennifer Aniston. From Friends. Aniston, she's pregnant.
Like, right now?
Yeah, she's pregnant. It was like, it was, I saw it, so this could be a lie, but it wasn't like on the National Enquirer or anything like that. It was like a People magazine
and George
or something.
Clooney just got his girl pregnant, right?
Yeah, but she's younger though. And you know, men, saying, they floaters be floating until like they about 70. So like, he can be, yeah.
So I was just curious because.
But Jennifer is, I supposedly pregnant and she's 48 or something like that. When I saw that, I was like, yes, that gives me hope because it ain't gonna happen no time soon.
But Jennifer Aniston like has like just ridiculous like genes. Because she looks the same.
Not up close.
Well, yeah. You know, J-Lo was like that for me.
Me too.
Oh.
So
can we also talk about... so, wait. Is Portia Stewart pregnant?
I don't don't think so.
Am I late to this or something? Like, what's happening?
Portia? No, I don't think she's pregnant.
No?
Because I think that that's... No, I don't think so. I just saw a workout session. Video, and she was, like, working out on her Instagram, and her stomach looked real flat. I mean, I could be... I don't know.
Well, who pregnant with a lawsuit is Cordell Stewart, because he coming for that gay boy that said that he...
He is delivered.
That delivered.
That
Andrew
so
Caldwell funny. For $4.5 million. Now, we talked about this story a while ago, but that's how much he's coming at him for. And I'm just like, sit down, Cordell. Like, you got nudes out there. Like, I can't. You're fucking... Raisin Bran back. I just can't.
So basically what the guy, the delivered guy, was saying that he hooked up with Cordell Stewart back in the day, and Cordell's like, no, that never happened. I believe it. I do.
I do too. 100%. Mm-hmm. I'm like, mm-hmm. I've seen mm-hmm. the nudes. Mm-hmm. You know, you was by yourself sending them out there, but I'm just like, Cordell, when you got this kind of a rain cloud pouring around, like, you had to give him a hand job, gotten a hand job, or something.
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 Portia, tell us. Tell us, Portia. Was your man gay? Probably. Let's talk about this false idol statue that's on Hollywood Boulevard, and it's a false idol statue of Kanye West.
Yeah. Wait, when did this go up?
Like, last week sometime? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it is a false idol statue on Hollywood Boulevard, and it is Kanye West. Is he a false idol? I think so.
Yeah, all these celebrities are false idols. Like, hello, this is so sacrilegious. That is so sacrilegious. I just can't with anything.
I really feel like Kanye West, as opposed, I don't know how I feel about the whole Beyonce and wanting to be a god, because, I mean, we do come from a line of kings and queens, so I can't necessarily.
A king and a queen is different than god.
I don't know if she's trying to present herself as a god that we need to worship, or as I am a queen and I deserve to be not necessarily worshipped by you all, but, and I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know. But Kanye, on the other hand, he's a little crazy. And did you hear that he's supposedly creating this makeup line in his, rest in peace, in his mom's mm-hmm. name? I'll pass.
I mean, maybe it'll be
no.
good. No. No. Sorry.
No, thank you. And Kanye West does like to be worshipped and idolized. And I just can't with him.
Reality X him.
So, does Danielle, this Cash Me Outside, how do you pronounce her last name? Bregoli?
I call her Cash Me Outside.
So, Cash Me Outshy, this girl is requesting $30,000.
Get your money.
For any kind of booking or meet and greet.
Yep. 15 minutes, you better make what you can out of it. This bitch, 14-year-old, stacking paper.
But who would definitely, like, say, okay, I'm going to give you $30,000 for to say what? Cash Me Outside?
Yep, there's clubs. I mean, look, Drea, Michelle, all these fucking bitches are out here, Erica Mena, like, getting club things. Like, I ain't seen you on TV
but
in
they
how
have
long.
But they have reason? A storyline. They have history with the public. Not necessarily a storyline, but you know what
but
I'm talking about.
But she did,
about.
Too. Her storyline just was in 15 minutes on Dr. Phil, and we got to see her ratchetness and all this stuff, and people fell in love with her. And the thing is like, okay, we are living in a society that idolizes this. Like, look at the shows. We just talked about Love and Hip Hop, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Basketball
True.
Wives. So we just live in this world. This girl is a product of her environment.
True.
And at this point, she out here making $30,000 while Amber Rose's fee is $10,000 for a walkthrough.
Simone Biles will be on the next season of Dancing with the Stars. I am totally here for this. Totally. I want to know who her partner's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be.
And cool. I want to know who else is going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Is she the first person announced?
I don't know who else is going to be on, but hopefully it's not a snooze fest. I can't really think of anyone right now who I would be like, oh, I would love to see them on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Oh, Denzel Washington.
Girl, bye.
I know he would never agree to it, but he's so handsome.
Yeah, maybe when he's like super old, but no, I don't even see that. Because
really?
I'd be like Will Smith doing it. No.
Oh, Will Smith. I would love that.
He would never. I don't think he would ever do that.
Really?
Like, that's like something Mario Lopez does. Like,
oh, yeah, you're right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. I was here for it, but... No, I still am here for
Maybe
Simone.
Maybe Demi Lovato
totally
can,
get...
since she has all this, you know...
Isn't she going to be on Empire?
Dancing. No.
Oh, that's Demi
Moore.
Demi Moore
is going to be on Empire as a recurring character, and she's going to be playing a take-charge nurse.
I I'm here for it. I really, really like her. She's really interesting.
I have no opinion about it because I don't watch Empire.
I'm not into Empire, but I'll probably check it out just to see this. Do you watch Star, though?
Oh, I sure do. I cried this past week.
Star really... is the bomb, and Amaya Scott, you are doing the dang thing.
Like, I don't know if it's like the bomb.
It is. It's cute. Oh, my gosh. It is so real. But I feel like they're really hitting these issues that are real and so tangible. It's like you have people really going through this, being disowned from their parents because they are transgendered, and then you have these other parents.
But then
like,
also to show, you know, Queen Latifah's character side of why she did, why she felt so attached.
Y'all, did you hear that Queen Latifah, this was a couple of weeks ago, came out in a news article saying that it was really difficult for her to play the role and set it off because it was a gay role, and she really couldn't connect.
Right, girl. Just like I can't connect with your fucking wigs every week. Like, I love you, but why? Like, I just can't stop it.
Honey, you playing that role was like white on rice, like peanut butter and jelly. Okay?
Now, if Tyrese came out and said playing, he didn't know how to prepare for this preacher role, I believe that. Like, he was like, I just talked to Run D, what's his name? Run, and, you know, I just thought I would play it right. No. Honestly, Tyrese to me, and I hate this because I love him, but he ruins the show for me.
I don't really like him as the minister.
Yeah, and the other guy too. I think he's Native American or Hispanic.
Who are you talking about?
The one that like the manager of the group.
Oh, I love his character, really? And I'm obsessed with him.
I feel like he's so watered down.
It's so perfect,
like a watered
for him.
Sons of Anarchy.
Nope. I love him on it, and I think like there's something so mysterious about his. He's very sexy, but not in a way that I would want to date him. But I'm just like, yes,
just a quick fuck.
Just yes, you are so like you, but he gives me like rapey too.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, ooh, get away from me, rapey. But you know the guy Darius who Eddie. Now it's been Eddie, the guy who. So it's the. His name is Darius on there. He's the one who raped the girl who's his daughter.
Yeah, Winslow.
This show is very dark, guys, but I like it.
I mean, my thing was, I really did. I was like, I had to like check myself because I'm like, am I crying at Star right now? Like, Amaya Scott and Queen, like that whole, like, with the parent and having a kid, like, that was touching. That was on some, like, and it made, I had a conversation with somebody about Empire. I'm like, Empire has Taraji.
And it's still like, bleh.
And they ain't even given us nothing. Like, you're playing caricatures of yourself. Like, Star, like, they're...
It's layers to the storyline. Yeah. And it's very relatable. Now, as opposed to Empire, like, I feel is very just... It's just a negative portrayal of unreal... It's not necessarily realistic.
And
I just
can't connect with Jussie anymore. Like, I just, like...
Because it's unrealistic. Like, what?
Like,
with your S... He got an S curl now, and I'm like, what is going on? And then the little one that looked like the gremlin.
Hakeem.
I can't with him. It's just too much for me. But, you know, going back to the dude at Winslow, it was reported that he was, like, abusing the little girl. Held her... Well, his actual daughter
in real life.
Yeah. Held her over some boiling water. And then he came back out to say, like, this is, like, all a publicity stunt. Like, I would never do this to my daughter. And my baby mama just is out for, like, the money. What money? What coins? Because you just they got killed off a Star. So you only got, like, one more check coming from that. That's it. So either this is true.
And then maybe when the DVDs come rolling through, maybe, but doubt it.
So I don't know if it's real or not, but hopefully it's not. But dang, you ain't have to do much soul searching to play that role if this is true, Eddie.
And Queen, I'm a reality X you for that one.
Right.
Reality check, though, for Chance the Rapper. He bought all the movie tickets for that new movie, Get Out.
Get jokes out!
And he just wrote a tweet out and was like, anyone who want to go, just bring your ID. And
oh, girl, Olivia Spencer did that for Hidden Figures, too. I think that she was the one who set the pace for that. I want to shout out to her because she literally did that when the movie came out. And her premise for doing that was there's a lot of single moms who can't necessarily afford to take their kids. And so I want to help as much as I can. So
That's
she,
cute.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I hear that movie is so good, and I was supposed to go see it tonight, but I forgot the Oscars was on, and it was just a mess, so I'm going to hit up a matinee because, you know, she's very frugal. But I'm still going to give them my coins because I really think the movie is great. I'm not gonna wait for it to come out on Redbox like I do most other movies.
Oh girl, because I'm like, I found this Facebook page and just be streaming all the movies before they come out.
I'm supporting. I am gonna support this movie.
I mean, I'd be supporting on Tuesdays down at the
$6 holla, y'all. Y'all in LA? Which one is it?
$3. Bitch.
Shut the front door. Cause I go to the Vista, it's $6, and it's such a beautiful, it's so charming and nostalgic. It's this old school 1920s theater where like the curtains actually open up before.
I feel like it would smell like mothballs.
No, it doesn't. And then they play "Let's All Go to the Movies," like the really old school,
you
like the popcorn.
Would go to that.
I love it, and I'm just like, yes,
I love it.
I love it. Anyway, yeah, everyone go out and see Get Out. It's actually number one in America
and
right
the
now.
And the story's about white people killing black people in this town or something.
I don't think that's it.
Oh, okay. That's what I was told.
No.
Really?
I could be wrong, but I don't think that that's it.
Okay. It's like a comedy horror movie?
I think that it's deeper issues than just like white people killing black people.
I mean, no, yeah, clearly, but that's what I've heard.
And I don't think that it's actual like murdering them. It's just ways that society puts you in places where you can't elevate.
Oh.
And if you try to, you're suppressed. That's what I'm getting. And I think that there has been a lot of backlash from white people. from white people saying that this movie is anti-white. So you know I'm going. Power to the people. So let's talk about Beyonce pulling out of Coachella because Jay-Z ain't pull out. Oh. Just saying. I totally get it, especially after that last performance where she was out of breath after 2 seconds.
Out of breath reading her fucking menu. While she's
I like Beyonce. Just stop.
You know,
she's done.
It's crazy because this whole time, every day I'm like, Beyonce, just stop. Beyonce, just stop. Beyonce, just stop. Then when she stops, I'm like, bitch. Like, dang, you ain't gonna do Coachella? Like,
right.
I thought she was Beyonce.
And then it's like, who? That's what I was thinking, too. I'm like, wait, well, you couldn't just, like, sit in this swing and just rise down from the ceiling and then swing a little bit and then bring out your friends? Like, you couldn't do that, Beyonce?
Beyonce and friends.
Yeah, but I totally get it, and I totally support her decision. I wasn't going anyway because I wasn't paying that ticket price to see you out of breath. So that's not my problem, but a lot of people are really upset. Then there are others saying, well, let's replace Beyonce with someone else. But it's like, who can you replace her with where you'll be satisfied? Like, oh, okay.
Because it's like, Rihanna's not going to do it.
Unless it's five people, like five for the price of one. Like, if there's like Madonna and then Rihanna comes out and then Chance the Rapper and then Migos and whatever his other person is.
You might get two people. Mitch, like Aerosmith and Bon Jovi or
something. I'll be here for that.
I would actually be here.
Like, I would totally be here
for
that.
Okay, fuck Beyonce
okay,
this year. I'll see you next year, girl.
But yeah.
Walk this way.
I'm going to reality check the fact that she decided, she was just waiting for that doctor's note. She knew that she wasn't going to do it, but she needed to, you know, proper validation. So I get it.
But show at the Grammys, like, look, I'm trying. I might have
Did
something.
Did you?
She sat in that chair, tried. She almost tried a little too hard. I was like, girl, you get from that.
Just messing when you want something to happen so you have something to talk about tomorrow at work. Like, oh, did you see her fall off that chair? But I really didn't want her to fall off the chair. Duh.
No.
But it would have made for good, like, combo at work.
Like, if SNL did a skit.
Right. So, yeah, anyway. Oh, shout out to Akron, Ohio for leading the way when it comes. Ooh, tried it.
I thought it was going to be basketball or something.
No, bitch. Let me pull up my article since you want to snooze me. You want to press the snooze button on me. Please.
Ohio.
Oh, do you watch that show?
Did
I watch it every single day. I
Still?
Love it. Yes. And Kings of Queen.
Oh, that's... I fuck with Kings of Queen.
It's everything. Anyway, so what I was going to say until I was rudely interrupted is I want to say shout out to Akron, Ohio Public Schools for leading the way when it comes to protecting transgender students.
Okay.
They did APS. Akron Public Schools put out a public statement saying despite what Cheeto and Chief says, we are going to protect our transgender students to the best of our ability, and that they're leading the way because a lot of schools are a little spooked about what's going on and they want to adhere to the rules, but Akron says no way, bitch, we gonna do what we do.
Now what else is going on?
Nothing.
Well,
I'm done,
actually. Yeah, me too. All right.
Hashtag BHR reality check. Let us know your thoughts.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Make sure you guys hit me up at DJ Jesse J.
And hit me up at Ashley Gray TV.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.